Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all about what's going on in K-State sports, where we cover all things K-State sports in hot Manhattan, Kansas. This is your Football Friday edition. Well, not really this time around, but we do have some quick hitters here. We'll get into that. We'll get into all the outside coverage in just a moment. Obviously, this episode, this podcast is brought to you by the Rally in the Valley here in 2 weeks, two Saturdays from now, going down west side Manhattan, Kansas. Interested in this event, go back again, check out the latest. I shouldn't say that's kind of old news now, but go back. There is an episode daily solely focused on the Rally in the Valley. Go check that out as well. Off of memory, registration $10, spectators are free. This event will start 8 o'clock at the Midwest Car Collection Center outside parking lot, so you make sure you want to get there between 8 and 4, because 4 o'clock is when the awards start, and you're gonna have a couple events for the kids youth group in between that, so you want to make sure you get there if you're definitely interested. And make sure you say the Purple Project podcast set you. I'm going to try to do my best to get out there and tell the folks that are in charge. For instance, Marcia Toy, who really wanted us to promote their event on our podcast this summer. It's been a joy doing that. Fortunately, bad news is we haven't been able to connect on an interview basis here. I'm hoping, if I can't do that, I'll go speak to them in person before the event or even afterwards. So that's yet to be confirmed. But they're the ones that let us promote their show, their big inaugural car show event here in town, Rally in the Valley, part of AutoFest 2022. We're along with the sponsors, Broken Studs Motorsports and the Kansas Senate as well, who are putting the show on for all you guys out there. So you're in the cars, you want to bring your classic car, your clean car, cleanest car here in the show, definitely Manhattan, Kansas, the place to be here. August 6th, that is around the corner. And we got some news on the football front here. Before I get into that, yesterday, beginning the process, soccer, I mentioned it a few weeks ago on the Daily Podcast that, you know, K-State Soccer is getting a new video board. That is in progress right now. Boozer Family Park, where we're going to be seeing some exhibition matches going on August 6th as well for a soccer program. So they're going to be kicking off that season as well with a couple of exhibition games before they dive on in as well. The weekly edition tonight, me and Alex will talk about the non-con for men's basketball, as well as the O-line and tight ends, as we continue our roster breakdown of K-State football here. Looking forward to an exciting fall season there. Isaiah Zumer, folks, remember this name? K-State Nation? He was one of the last part of that group of the Bill Snyder 2.0, or I should say 3.0. there, and he was a former K-State wide receiver. Welp, he's been kind of still in football for the last couple of seasons. Now he just got picked up yesterday by, he was with the USFL, the Spring League. Now the Raiders will be signing Isaiah Zuber here for the preseason squad. See if he can make the team, you know, already, you know, not to go on a Raiders rant here. With Alex Aiden, a lifelong Chiefs fan, you know, the Raiders making news this summer, getting Davante Adams. Now Isaiah Zuber trying to make the squad. Obviously, he's a good special teams person as well. So we got one of our own on that team as well. And the quest for getting Josh Manning continues. I know Alex tweeted out something saying hopefully we get him over here, but he also made a prediction on here. He likes making bold predictions on True P Podcast. That's why I like him. his unique takes of K-State. It's been a blessing having him as my co-host for this podcast since the very beginning. But he tweeted out something about Josh Manning, and Josh Manning was going to come here initially, and now obviously with the Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards. So if Josh Manning, and I can't remember the, I don't have my laptop with me at the moment. I know there, Kadobe Lane or something. Now I'm really butchering it. Now I'm really looking bad, but he and Kadobe, I can't think of his last name right now. It's eating at me, but he, those two names are still looming out there. And Josh Manning, prior to the Avery commitment here to K-State, he was going to commit here to K-State. That has not happened yet. I know Missouri told him to pull him out, and he is from Lee Summit, Missouri. I do remember that much for sure, because I used to live, me and the missus used to live in that Virginia area for a year before we came back here to Manhattan. So that's a little concerning. Some people are concerned about that. Avery Johnson doing his best. I know he connected with him and that other receiver, Kadobe. We'll have to roll with it. We're going to have to roll with the punches here on the Pro Project Podcast, folks. But yeah, so we're going to know about it. We're going to know about it here pretty soon here, because I know Mitch Fortner, John Kurtz, keeping ties on that as well. So is yours truly on this podcast. So definitely the Josh Manning search continues to where he's going to go, because he was leaning towards K-State, but now he might have second opinions here where he wants to go. So we'll see, man. You want a big body, and I know Avery Johnson wants him here. So now he's here. You would think it'd be easier said than done. Like, you talk about it, but you got to be about it, and it's another thing to talk about it, but it's easier said than done. So Josh Manning's search continues here, but where he's going to go, either K-State or Missouri, and I have no clue right now. We're going to let everything speak for itself. That's kind of like me right now in the next employment process here, as once again I find myself in that position as well. It's out of my hands at this point. It's up to the good Lord and what he wants to do next for the future and for this, and for my family, on a little bit of a side note there. But yeah, Josh Manning, he's in that same predicament as well. He's got to decide what he wants best. I mean, you want to be on a program on the rise. I know Mizzou's in the SEC and whatnot, and I don't know, by the way, Missouri, for those of you who've been not paying attention or living under a rock, K-State Nation, for a while, they're the second opponent on K-State's list. Missouri's coming here to K-State, so we're going to let Josh Manning decide, and we'll go according to plan here what that happens there as well. So that's a little bit front on that. And also, be looking out for a daily on Blake Adams and Dominic Johnson. Dom Johnson was a big part in K-State baseball this past season. They both got drafted this week as well. I'll dive on it in a separate daily, which will probably end up coming out on Sunday or Saturday, one of those 2 days. So be looking out for that as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, whether you listen to iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, Audio Boom, and a few more podcasting platforms out there. You want to make sure you subscribe. If you're new to the podcast and you're listening for the first time, welcome on board of the show. I hope you subscribe, and make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. We're going to be ramping up daily episodes coming back in August, so we're going to be looking for K-State content every day, ramping up in August, folks. In the beginning of August, really, I think starting that Saturday thing I'm going to do is ramp it back up from there and roll off K-State content from there. So that's for sure. You want to be, make sure to subscribe. You want unique aspects, perspective on K-State sports, Pearl Project Podcast is the place to do it. Me, myself, the host of this podcast, and Alex Aiden, my co-host for the weekly edition of this podcast. Remember, episode 110 of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly will come out on Saturday. We will be getting working on that tonight for you guys. Continue our roster breakdown of K-State. So you want more K-State, get yourself hyped up for what could be a big year for K-State football. This is the place to do it, right here, the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to do it for right now in this Football Friday edition. It's kind of been a kind of a summary what's been going on around K-State sports the last couple of days as well. So, but we will keep that rolling throughout the year, throughout the fall year coming up. So I like doing these segments as well. So I'm going to keep them as well, with probably some team previews of K-State team, who they're playing that particular week, and maybe do some high school coverage as well. I'll hopefully have some more news on that as well. So a lot of news yet to unfold for yours truly and for some individuals out there like Josh Manning out there. So definitely for sure. But for now, we're going to put a pin on this for now. Appreciate y'all. Make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. It's going to do it. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.